share with all brothers and sisters and friends here tonight my story and my wife's story in coming to the Lord.
因为时间的关系，我又想要跟大家分享一点点我的我们家庭的生活的方式的一部分。
This is only a portion of my long testimony. Since we have a short time this evening, I'd like to share with you a little bit about our marriage.
还有因为、我是南美洲人，所以我们的文化 有比较，就是不是比较，就是我们的文化有比较开我们的心跟别人分享，这个是对我们来说一个 很普遍的 很不同的事情。
As a Latin American, we are very open with sharing of our innermost thoughts.
但是 我了解、有的时候我们在、华人就是台湾人的文化就有的时候没有这样子，所以我就 跟大家分享这部分，这样子不会有被笑，就是哦，为什么他说那么的家庭的故事的一部分。
And we may be a little bit surprised because as in the Taiwanese or Chinese culture, we are quite private about our family matters. And so I just wanted to let everyone know that I am opening up so I can glorify the Lord's name.
先我想跟大家分享，我跟太太以前都在外判的教会的时候，我们在一个外判教会的，这是基督徒教会。在那边就婚礼就是结婚。
So I just wanted to share that first I had gone to other Christian churches before coming to True Jesus Church.
那个时候我们就住在台湾，在那边在民雄嘉义。
And my wife and I dwell in the city of Minxiong, Taiwan.
从我们开始我们的家庭的时候，常常有很多不同的看法，因为文化不同啊，想法不同，还有年纪也不同。
So, we had a lot of conflicts to work through because we had an age gap, we had a language gap, and we had a cultural gap.
还有，这部分我没有开心跟大家分享，但是，我们从第一天结婚那一天晚上，我们就开始提到一个字，就是离婚。
So this is something that I'm very reluctant to share, is that from the very first evening of our wedding date, we started to mention one word repeatedly, and that one word is the word divorce.
因为我们的关系，我们那时候到聚会，那个外办的教会，回家的时候，我们常常有吵架，因为我太太好像都看重就是牧师的话，都是听牧师的话，但是他那个时候我觉得他没有听我的话，就是。
One thing that I was especially impatient with was the fact that my wife seemed to listen to the pastor of the church more than the words that I as a husband spoke.
因为我知道圣经说就是我是家庭的头，所以 我以为他会听我的话，但是他跟我说，那个时候跟我说没有，因为他是神的仆人呢，他跟我说什么我一定要做这个，先要听他的话才有听你的啊，那个让我很伤心啊。
My wife's reasoning was that because even though according to the Bible that I was the head of the householdShe said that he is a servant of God, so I must obey the words of the servant of God over my own husband. And her such words really hurt my heart.
因为我从小的时候，我想要有一个我的家庭，可以结婚以后，我可以就永远不会离婚。我想要，因为我小的时候，我的背景的长大家庭的背景就是我妈妈爸爸就是很少就有离婚呢。所以我想要我跟太太有很安静的一个家庭，没想到是很难呢。
So, since I was young, because I saw my broken family and how my father and mother was divorced from very early, I've always wanted to have the ideal marriage life. I've always dreamed of having the perfect marriage where we would dwell together and will never separate.
那个时候我们的最 困难的事情是因为我想要就是控制我太太的行为，我想要她宝贝那些对我来说很重要的东西都是时间，但是那个时候她花就是在电脑的面前她花很多时间，我觉得很浪费时间，所以我们因为有小事情就常常吵架。
And so, for example, one of the things that I was trying to do was to control her as much as possible, and especially not her use her time. And one thing that she used her time a lot on was on the internet. And to me, that was a really futile waste of time.
那时候我就开始我们的关系越来越不好，我开始常常发笔记，就有的时候我开始很生气。小事情就让我很生气，快要动手动脚啊。
So at that time, little things became big things of conflict, and we would have such heated arguments. Sometimes we might even want to use our arms and legs to do something to one another.
那个时候，我太太最讨厌的一个我那个时候我一个态度还有一个动作，就是我生气的时候，我又可以。搭那个墙壁，还有用大力摔门。
So one of the things that my wife hated me to do was to use my fist and punch the wall or slam the door.
所以我就那个时候最多做的动作就是那个，我就生气的时候，比如说回家，我从上班还是从读书回家的时候，我们吃的东西还没有准备好，我就发笔记，又开始嘣，就是嘣。我没有讲话，就是做这样子的动作。
So anytime I was upset, the two gestures I would have would be to hit the wall or to slam the door. And so, for example, if I came home and dinner wasn't ready, I wouldn't say a word, but I would punch the wall and I would slam the door.
还有那个时候，我常常问我太太。你今天有没有读圣经吗？你今天有没有祷告吗？你花了多久的时间祷告？还有，你今天有没有跟别人传福音吗
？So every day I'll come home and pressure her with questions like, how long did you read the Bible today? How long did you pray? Did you go preach today?
但是他常常用的方式回答说，艾瑞克，你呢？
And then, so her response to me would always be, Eric, what about you?
那个是让我很讨厌，因为我自己知道我也没有那么认真祷告，也没有那么认真读圣经。
Because her question made me feel bad because I know myself I did not study the Bible very well, will pray very earnestly either.
感谢主耶稣，我们那段的时间因为遇到很多困难，遇到很多问题，在那个外邦的教会，我们感觉到需要就是找另外的一个地方聚会。
Because we had so many conflicts and problems, so we were Christians at the various different Christian churches. We felt that we needed to move on to maybe look for a different church.
我们到了好那个时候在台。就是在嘉义去很多很多的不同的教会的名字们，然后呢，但是都没有达到平安。
So we tried many different churches in the city of 嘉义. We tried different do and visit different churches, but we never received the peace, and so we kept moving on.
所以有一次我跟太太说，可能我们在台湾没有办法找一个教会，到那边聚会，可能最好的是我们就留在家，两个人啊，看圣经啊，祷告，所以我们就决定做这样子。
And so since we could not find a church to be our home, so we decided, how about we just read a Bible and pray and study on our own instead of going to any particular church?
读圣经的时候，我们发现。对神来说，做安息日有多么的重要，所以我跟太太决定要在家里要做，就是做安息日。
As we were studying the Bible, we learned of the truth of the Sabbath, how important it is to keep the Sabbath day, and so, which is Saturday, and so we decided, as a couple to keep the Sabbath day from then on.
后来我们在那边祷告， 禁食祷告做安息日，有一天我记得有在民雄有一个建耶稣教会，我看大家说啊，我现在想起来了，有一个教会他们做安息日，你要不要我们去那边吗？他说好啊。
So during this time of studying the Bible and praying and even fasting, one day I suddenly awoke with knowledge that there is a church in Taiwan that keeps the Sabbath, and it is True Jesus Church.
我跟太太到那边，从第一次到真耶稣教会，我发现有聚会以后，我们回家，我得到很大的平安。
And from the first time that we entered True Jesus Church, we found that we were experiencing the peace that we had been searching for.
后来我们慢慢开始了解主耶稣，开始打开我们眼睛，了解真耶稣教会的道理，还有传道跟我们分享好多。后来我们就是过了几个月以后，我们决定要休息，我们就在民雄休息。
And so after several months of seeking the truth, studying the Bible with a preacher and also attending services, we decided to be baptized.
我们休息以后，我们的生活的方式开始改变了，改变了很多。
And after we were baptized, our lifestyles changed dramatically.
我个人跟神的关系开始有越来越好，好像我跟神还比较近，还有我跟佩佩是我太太的名字，我跟佩佩的关系也比较好一点。
I could sense that I was closer to the Lord between me and the Father in heaven. I also sensed that there was a closeness between me and my wife.
我刚刚说是好一点，是因为我还有那个以前的时候的生活的方式的影响啊，所以那部分还有让我很麻烦啊。
But we still had lifestyle conflicts that continued.
我们那个时候从民雄搬到台北到牧插教会，我们因为我找了一份工作在台北，所以我们搬家。
So we moved from the city of Minsheng in Taiwan to the city of Taipei because I found a job there.
我的工作的内容就是有很多东西要做，我开始天天很忙耶，好忙耶。
So after I began my job, I became very, very busy and I didn't have any time.
因为我真的喜欢有一个工作，我感觉到我会做很多事情，所以那个时候开始天天从早上到很晚都在工作。
And so I would work from very early in the morning to very late at night because I really enjoyed my job.
那个时候越来越离开就是读圣经的习惯，还有越来越没有祷告，也没有时间跟太太聊天，我就是回家又是吃一个饭，然后呢跟他说啊晚安，就是这样子。
So because I was working for most of the day, I stopped less and less of praying, less and less of reading the Bible, and even have no time to talk with my wife anymore. I would come home, eat my dinner, and say good night.
过了几个月以后，我就还在礼拜六到教会做安息日。
And after several months, I would still go to Sabbath on Saturday.
但是我到聚会的时候，我真的都是为了睡觉休息。
And so when I go to church, it was as if to catch up on my sleep, so I would rest at church.
连祷告的时间跟传道分享，我都在睡觉。
And so during a sermon or during a prayer, I would be sleeping.
我只有影响听到一句话说好各位弟兄姐妹今天的聚会到这边，我就马上醒过来的。
So every time I heard the message, here concludes our service today, I would immediately wake up.
因为我真的好累。
Because I was so tired.
但是那个时候我太太跟我的关系也开始好累。
But then at that time, our relationship also became very fatigued.
有一次在我们的牧测教会有灵恩会的时候有圣餐礼。圣餐礼。
So one time during our spiritual convocation in the True Jesus Church in Muzha, we had our Holy Communion.
那一天是那么的重要，但是那个时候我真的不太了解有多么的重要，因为我都在很忙。
Even though Holy Communion is a very sacred event that I needed to attend, I didn't understand the severity of the event, so I didn't treat it as being very important.
我太太那个时候鼓励我要说她跟我说 Erica 一定要到这个地方那一天我们需要到那边因为主耶稣会帮助我们主耶稣会做很多奇妙的事情
And so my wife kept encouraging me to attend the service to go to Holy Communion that God will bless us with many miraculous blessings if we go
那一天早上我跟太太说你请你先到教会我大概20分钟以后我起来我就到你们那里
And so I told my wife why don't you go first about 20 minutes later I'll follow you
一个半小时以后我还在睡觉
And an hour and a half later I was still asleep
是我太太让我醒了她跟我说你有没有跟我说你快要到教会吗
And then my wife woke me up and said, didn't you say that you're going to be coming to church? How come you didn't come?
因为我那么累，我开始不舒服，我们开始吵架。我跟她说，你自己去就好了。
And so we started to have an argument, and I said, why don't you go yourself?
那一天我太太拿了她的护照，还有一些小包包，也没有跟我说什么，就离开家。
And so that day, my wife didn't say anything. She just took her passport and some of her little things, and she left home.
然后呢，她从机场来过电话。
And then she called me from an international call.
从airport.
Oh, from the airport.
对。然后呢，她跟我说 ，Erica, 我要回妈妈的家，我要回马来西亚。
And she said, Eric, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go home to Malaysia, to my mom's house.
我开始很生气跟她说如果你离开台湾请你不要担心回来。
And then I told her, fine, if you want to leave, don't ever come back.
因为我是那么的生气我以为她听到那句话她会害怕就会说好啊好啊但是她又挂电话。
When I said that, I thought it would threaten her, and so she would change her mind and come home. But instead, she just hung up on me.
所以那一天晚上，我发现我太太离开了我。
And that night, I realized my wife was gone.
那时候我也有时间发现我的身体有很多很多病。
I also found out that I had a lot of sickness.From working too hard on my body.
还有我跟神的关系是那么好像好远啊我没有办法跟他互相祷告也没有办法跟他祷告。
I realized that I was also very far from my Father God in heaven.
过了几天以后有一天晚上我又回到家我再想一想那一天我太太离开了我心底也有很多不舒服可能是因为这个太太跟我的关系是 这个太太给我这样子啊所以是她的错我应该要跟她离婚呢要跟她离婚以后就吵到另外的人就跟她结婚可能会有很开心啊
So several nights later when I was thinkingLook at me, my body is ill and I'm feeling bad and it is all her fault. So maybe I should just divorce her and find someone else to marry and I'll be much happier.
我开始用那个想法那句话就是让我安慰我自己安慰
I was trying to comfort myself with such words.
所以我开始有达到一些很开心啊因为我觉得好 有可能我需要的是一个新开始的感觉。
And then I started to feel hopeful because I thought, yes, that will be a fresh new start, just what I need.
那天晚上我就很开心回房间那边睡觉。
And so happily, I went back to my room and go to sleep.
睡得很舒服。
And I slept very well.
但是大概早上六点的时候，有一个很大的声音跟我说 ,Erica!Erica!
And it was about 6 a.m. in the morning. I felt like I heard a voice, and that voice was very stern and loudly said, call my name, Eric. Eric.
那个声音，我不需要知道从谁跟我讲，因为我知道是那么大的，有那么多力量的声音，我知道是主耶稣。
I immediately recognized that it was the sound and the voice of Lord Jesus. No one else needed to tell me because it had so much power and authority in his voice.
听到那个声音以后，我马上跟他说，主耶稣，你知道我爱你。
As soon as I heard that voice, I replied, Lord Jesus, you know how much I love you?
但是他断我说，为什么你越来越离开我？
But he cut me off and he said, why have you drawn further and further away from me?
然后呢，他再一次说 ,Eric!
He called me again, Eric.
我再一次想要跟他说，主耶稣，你知道我爱你。
I wanted to say again, Lord, you know I love you.
他再一次跟我说，他再一次说，就是打断我说，为什么你越来越离开我
？But again, he kept asking me why did you leave me？
他就没有讲其他的话，但是我开始了解，因为对主耶稣，我没有办法跟他说我爱他。他没有办法接受那句话。
Because I know that there is no excuse when I'm in front of the Lord. There is nothing that could allow me to say I really love him.
因为我没有办法爱一个我可以摸得到的人，看得到的人，在我的旁边，当我的太太，我怎么会有跟主耶稣说我爱他？因为我没有办法看或是摸到他。
Because if I cannot even love my wife who is next to me that I can touch, then how can I even love the invisible God who I cannot touch?
那一天早上，我没有办法控制我的身体，都在发抖。
And all of a sudden, I couldn't control my body and started to shake.
还有我的眼睛流了眼泪啊，我不是故意的，就是我自己开始这样子。
And I started to sob and cry.
所以那天早上我跪着祷告跟主耶稣认罪悔改。
That morning I immediately knelt down to repent of my sins, confess my sins before the Lord.
还有请他原谅我。
To ask the Lord to forgive my sins.
那一天我就开始跟太太联络。
Then I initiated a communication by calling my wife.
我开始跟她说对不起。
I started to tell her how sorry I am.
还有请她原谅我。
I asked her to forgive me.
还有请她回家。
And I asked her to please come home.
这件事情就是一年以前发生的。
And this happened just 1 year ago.
就是十月二十号。
It was October 20th.
那个时候我太太回来家以后，我们经我们的那边的传道到我们家。
And at that time after she came back, the preacher came to visit our home.
我们跟传道分享我们的问题。
And we share with the preacher our problems.
然后呢，传道很简单跟我说，艾瑞克，你要不要把你的所有的问题放在主耶稣的手里面吗？
And the preacher asked me, do you want to lay all your questions and burdens in the hands of the Lord?
然后呢他很简单说但是 Erica 要准备预备你的心因为你要请主耶稣来。
The preacher said you have to prepare your heart because you're asking the Lord to come into your life to fix things.
我跟传道说好啊。
And I said to the Lord, said the preacher, yes, I'm willing.
我们就很简单在家里祷告。
And so we all knelt down together to pray.
那个是礼拜日的下午。
And that was Sunday afternoon.
我礼拜一去上班到办公室早上。
That morning when I went back to work,
我老板跟我说 ,Erica, 来我的办公室。
And my boss called me into his office.
就那一天早上他就请我走路了。
And he fired me from the job.
我那一天我那时候我觉得太严格了。主耶稣对我很严格。
And then I could feel that the hand of God was in this, but I felt he was very severe to me.
因为那个工作是那么好啊，而且我跟办公室合约一年，本来觉得大家都很开心，我的老板也很开心啊，但是忽然间就是这样子。
Because I really enjoyed the job and we had a one-year contract, how could it be?
后来就开始有时间为了读圣经。
And then I have more time to read the Bible.
到教会聚会。
You go to church to attend service.
我就开始在聚会的时候不需要睡觉也不需要休息。
And so during service, I no longer fell asleep.
那个时候我就开始了解主耶稣的旨意。对我的家不这个家庭的旨意
And then I realized that the will of God toward my family
因为我开始真的认真到教会聚会祷告还有就是读圣经还有我跟太太开始一起祷告我们的关系开始越来越好开始进步
And so as I started to draw nearer to God by reading, praying and attending churchAlso, praying together with my wife brought us closer again.
从那个时候起到现在我就不用那个大力摔门。
From that time forwards, I never have to slam the door again.
也没有打墙壁。
I never have to punch the wall again.
有的时候我还有一点的那个发脾气。
Sometimes I may have my little temper tantrums.
但是我就快要快跟太太说对不起。
But then I will quickly apologize to my wife.
因为我记得我听到的声音是那么的有力量。
Because I always remember the voice that spoke to me.
我不想要下次听到那个声音，我知道耶稣不是开心跟我说话。
I wish not to hear that voice again, scolding me, rebuking me again.
我想要下次他又开心跟我说话。
I want to hear his voice, to be pleased with my behavior.
我的身体的健康接回来的。
And then God also healed me of my physical illnesses.
我这个时候我就什么都可以吃。
And now I can eat, things normally again.
因为我在台北的时候，我在那个工作的时候，什么都有问题，我常常我的肠胃有流血。
Because during that time, I often had ulcers and I would bleed in my intestines.
但是感谢主耶稣给我这个恩典，知道他的旨意。
So I really thank the Lord Jesus for healing my diseases.
所以我今天想要就是最后跟大家分享一个圣经的一部分。
And then finally, I want to share a verse with you all.
就是在马可福音第十章
And it's in Mark chapter 10
第六节
Verse 6
请陈姐妹读一下
But from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
Amen. Okay. 各位弟兄姐妹，感谢主耶稣给我这个今天这段的时间啊，请主耶稣祝福每一个人，也请主耶稣给你们啊平安。
May the Lord bless all of you with peace and for thank God for this time to be together.
还有如果结束了这个活动以后想知道更清楚你们就可以跟我太太问她跟她聊一聊。
If you like more detailed information, you can talk to my wife later.
但是你们会知道都是真的。
And you will know that the things that have happened is really true.
感谢主耶稣。
Thank Lord Jesus.
Amen.